Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What goes down must go up, eventually, even the Dow Industrials. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Shell-shocked investors are so overwhelmed with the market's downturns, they often miss the days when there's a positive close. That's certainly understandable given the harsh losses in the 2008 global financial crisis, a situation that has left many small investors here in the United States in agony and repeatedly asking, now what do I do? My answer is the same in good times, when the markets are up, and bad times, wild gyrations down. Don't make quick decisions about money moves. Stop. Breathe. Make a strategic plan. In the midst of turmoil is no time to be reactionary and implement money moves. Instead, use the time to make a calm assessment of your money goals. Doing otherwise would most likely be moves that you will regret. Now, here's what you need to consider to get your mind set and ready for responsible money decisions. Panic isn't a strategy, period. Panic is an overreaction and can start a domino effect that could wreak havoc with your financial life. So instead of panicking, plan, and be sure to give yourself the reminder, I control my money. My money doesn't control me. And that's why now is the time to really see the value of having at least 9 to 12 months worth of living expenses in an account you can easily access in emergency. This emergency fund, it's an old idea that should be part of your new normal regarding your personal money, will keep you alert to looking for ways to save money to add to that account. Make sure your mindset reminds you of the importance of your assets being well diversified across a variety of stock and bond funds. Diversification softens the hits your money will experience during turmoil. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.